The Republican-sponsored Sporting Heritage Bill opened the gate to more hunters and trappers in state parks. The law takes effect in January, and DNR board members are gathering more public input on procedures for the law, including what areas may be closed to hunting. DNR board chairman David Clausen says a tricky part is dealing with people's attitudes.
My wife has an attitude. She's grown up around hunting. She'll walk hunting with me. But her attitude is that she does not want to be out on her property when there are other people hunting out there. And there is no amount of education that I could give her that will change that.
The state wants some safeguards for the public. The DNR would block hunting in Lakeshore State Park in Milwaukee and Heritage Hill State Park in Green Bay. Also, no hunting at parks, partly within communities that ban the discharge of firearms. There'd be no hunting and trapping within 100 yards of a campground, picnic area, or beach, or on fragile plant or animal habitat. The department also doesn't want hunting in parks from the Memorial Day weekend through October 15th. Clausen expects conflict.
There's going to be some significant conflicts here, and somehow we're going to have to find a way to deal with that. And that's part of what these hearings are about.
The first DNR listening session is tonight in Fitchburg. Other meetings will be held over the next 2 weeks in Eau Claire, Merrill, Appleton, and West Allis. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.